Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Weekly News and Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We've taken a new turn and we'll be reporting the news once every month till the end of December, starting off with last month news. And if you haven't listened to last month news, you can go back. It's on our podcast channel. You can find it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Anchor as well. It's Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. It's September 1921 weekly news from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitu Iyajasa, and it promises to be very interesting for you. Not to waste too much of your time and to get right into it. We're going to be reporting news from the month of October 1921, as usual, from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitu Iyajasa. And we'll be starting off with news from Ondo. On September 17, there was a celebration of the Ogun Festival. The chiefs, Lisa and Sasere, were unable to take part in the usual parade of the chiefs on the ground of ill health. On the previous day, when the boys of the chief Lisa were dancing around the town, one of them fell down suddenly and died on the spot. In all probability, the cause of death was heart failure. Wow. Cessation of drum beating. From the midnight of September 18, there had been a cessation of drum beating in town. This would continue for a period of 7 days, when there would be a return to the normal condition of things for a day. On the following day, a reversion to silence and quietness will ensue once more until the time for Oram Fair Festival is over. In years gone by, this was the time for human sacrifice, but thanks to the British government, all this is past and gone. The idol ought to congratulate itself on being able to get now a sheep, for at no distant date, even this would be considered a luxury. Permanent district officers. About this time last year, when the governor was passing through Akure, one of the points we brought before him was the necessity of having a permanent district officer among us. The governor then promised to give the subject a careful and sympathetic consideration. We should like to call the attention of the government to it once more. We consider the present a most opportune time for giving effect to our request. It is evident on all sides that things are moving on well under the able direction of our present officers. It is but right then that everything should be done to help on the good work already started. Accidental death at Idanre. A sad report of 3 accidental deaths was brought from Idanre last week. In consequence of this, the ADC, that's the Acting District Commissioner, Mr. W. Sale, had to go there on Tuesday, September 29, for the purpose of investigating the matter. Mahogany trade. The path of those engaged in mahogany trade has been strewn with roses this year, apart from the fact they have been in no way affected by the general depression caused by the slump in trade. They have been greatly helped by the high price paid for each log, as well as the abundance of rain which swelled all rivers. And that is it for Ondo News. Moving on to news from Lagos. His Honor Mr. Justice Weber, who has been acting as Chief Justice during the vacation, left Lagos for Calabar by the Royal Mail steamer Zaria on Tuesday last. The Police Magistrates Court. The work of the Police Magistrates Court has more than quadrupled itself of late, and the very heavy list of cases which confront the magistrates daily is sufficient to prove that more than one court is required for the administration of justice in that court. Lagos, indeed, Nigeria has ever been very fortunate in the selection of her judges, whether it be on the magisterial bench or that of the Supreme Court. We are particularly anxious that the very best men possible be attracted to the civil service of Nigeria, and this can only be done by the inducement of good pay. The present pay of the police magistrates, compared with other salaries and the duties of their offices, is to us inadequate. True enough, this is not the time to advocate for increased salaries. We think, however, some of the posts in the civil service which are more than complicated should be abolished in this direction. There will be a great saving of public money. We must pay compliment to Mr. M.C. Green, who has been assisting the Police Magistrate Court. His display on the bench combines sound judicial learning with ripe experience, and he is to the manner born an ideal police magistrate. the Lagos Chamber of Commerce. The Lagos Chamber of Commerce is to be congratulated on their latest move, the readmission of African gentlemen. That body will all be the gainer by the experience of such gentlemen as Mrs. J.H. Doherty, Josiah Hermancy Doherty, and David Taylor, not to speak of the latest addition to their ranks, Mr. Samuel Herbert Pierce of Elephant House, who has been in contact with the trade of Lagos, or for the matter of that, Nigeria, before some of the members of the present chamber were born. It is to be hoped that the chamber will not stop at the election of Mr. Pierce, but will take the very earliest opportunity to include Mrs. Doherty and Taylor. Death of Mr. H. Golden. The death of Mr. H. Golden of Mrs. Joggins Colonial Products Limited, which occurred a few days after his arrival in England, will be deeply felt by his many friends and admirers in Nigeria. We first knew him at the Lagos stores when he was an assistant to Mr. Bedwisser, and then learned to appreciate his immense vitality and great capacity for work. Lately, we came into contact with him at Kano, where he did good work not only for his firm, but effectually rallied his countrymen to attend divine service of his Sunday morning. To know him was to appreciate him, and it was only those who failed to know and understand him that did not appreciate him. We tender deep felt sympathy to his widow and family, and to Mrs. Joggins, who have lost a good and faithful servant. Hideous night noise. The dwellers on the race course and in about Dr. Gray's hospital are undergoing somewhat novel experience by having their slumbers disturbed by the playing of Oro. We believe this play is illegal, and the playing of it in the town is but an evidence into the way and manner the people of the town are out of hand. During the play, opportunity is taken to abuse and intimidate people. We can only ask, how long is this sort of thing to be tolerated? Wedding bells. On Tuesday, the 11th instance, Mr. Olayimika Alakija will lead Miss Olajumoke Edun, the altar. The marriage, which promises to be a grand affair, will be celebrated at Tinubu Square, Wesleyan Chapel, at 10:30 in the morning, after which the Honorable Mr. and Mrs. Edun will be at home to a large number of invited guests. We are asked to notify those invited to make use of Military Road instead of Adjasa Street in driving to the house in that street. The new pastor of St. Paul's Church. At a meeting held recently at the residence of the resident of the colony, Henry Carr Esquire, MABCL, the Chancellor of the Diocese of Lagos, the Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbe, the pastor of Holy Trinity Church, Ebuteru, Lagos, was unanimously elected pastor of St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, Lagos, on the nomination of the two parochial nominators to succeed the late Archdeacon Nathaniel Johnson. The Reverend gentleman is eminently fitted for the post, and we wish him good luck. The Chief Justice, His Honour Sir Ralph M. Combe, KNT, Chief Justice of Nigeria, Lady Combe, arrived today by the SS Akabo with tender, hearty welcome. That's it for October 7, 1921. Moving on to October the 14th, 1921, with news from Lagos. The number of deaths on Saturday, October 1st, was a bit alarming. There were no hearses to meet the demand. Mourners met one another on the road to the cemetery, and in one instance, a clergyman had to wait for another to conclude the funeral service. We must ask our medical men what is wrong and to advise the necessary precautions. Harvest Thanksgiving services. The Harvest Thanksgiving services are being held in the churches from last month. There were harvest services at St. John's Araloya, King's Chapel in Nuowa, the First Native Baptist Church, on October 2nd. On October 9th, St. Peter's Church held one, and that of Christ Church has been announced for Sunday, October the 30th. Christ Church Sale of Work. A sale of work was held at Bishop's Court on Tuesday, October 4. Venerable Archdeacon Smith opened the proceedings with prayer and introduced Mrs. Archer. The sale was opened by Mrs. L.A. Archer with a neat little speech, a vote of thanks moved by the Honorable Dr. Obasa and seconded by Dr. Denny Jones was accorded Mrs. Archer. The weather was for a few minutes unfavorable, but after a while the rain stopped and the sale went on until nightfall. The most interesting and amusing stall is the art exhibition stall, which shows cleverness and thought. An instance is the Red Sea and the plain beyond, represented by the letter C in red and the carpenter's plane on the other side. The sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, represented by a Cain and Abel. We hope the sale will be a financial success. Bishops Jones and Oluwole were absent. The former left on Thursday, September 29, to attend the EC meetings in the northern provinces, and the latter on Friday to attend the pastorate anniversary meetings at Ibadan and in Abeokuta. CMS Girls Seminary. Rumor had it that the higher classes would be abolished in the CMS Girls Seminary, that after Standard 6, the girls will leave school, and only those who wish to be trained as teachers will remain for the normal class, and the reason given is want of competent teachers. The question of education in our secondary schools demands immediate attention of all parents and the whole public. We hardly know the difference between primary and secondary schools. We do not know when the scheme launched for last year for our girls to mature. Since writing the above, it is reported that classes 1 and 2 have been formed and a male teacher is employed for a class. News from Ondo. Chief Lomofe. Chief Lomofe, one of our most progressive and enlightened chiefs, arrived from his concession last week. He expects to remain in town for some time before he goes back again. Accident on the Owena River. Owing to the poor and rickety bridge over the Owena River, one of the Akure girls traveling up from the Agbabu market accidentally met her death here. It is comforting to think that such a mishap will be eliminated soon after the completion of the present road. Waterway to Lagos. For the past 3 weeks, there has been an interruption in the waterway between here and Lagos. In consequence of it, prices of various articles have gone up most considerably. A bag of salt was sold last week for 30 shillings. The price of a tin of kerosene was increased by 2 shillings over that of the previous week. Much as we rejoice over the construction of a good motor road to this place from Akure, and yet unless equal attention is paid to the waterway between Agbabu and Lagos, it is not likely that there will be any appreciable result in the volume of trade carried on in the district. Taxation in Ikale country. The district officer is now engaged in the collection of taxation in Ikale district. It is an arduous and most difficult job, and so we are pleased to hear that he has entered into it with much commendable enthusiasm that helps to keep him at work up to late hours daily. An unwelcome visitor from Djibouti. Last week, a man under the garb of a stranger made a sale of some garments to one or two people in town. Afterward, it was found out that he must have stolen them from Djibouti. On an inquiry being made for him, it turned out that he had left clandestinely on the previous night. A policeman and those who had bought the goods from him had gone in search of him. And that's it, guys, for October 14, 1921. Moving on to the 21st of October, 1921, news from Lagos. Government House News. His Excellency the Governor. We have been informed that His Excellency the Governor Sahid Clifford GCMG is not likely to be back in Lagos before the end of the year. We can assure our readers that the delay in coming back to Nigeria is in no way due to the, in quotes, to the promised crowning, quote. His presence in London is required as chairman of the committee appointed by the Colonial Office. We feel that His Excellency's ears must have been tingling of late to judge by the absurd rumors left off about him. His Excellency the Acting Governor. His Excellency the Acting Governor and Mrs. Cameron entertained the following ladies and guests and gentlemen at dinner at the residence on Saturday last. Mr. Scott, Acting Chief Secretary, the Honorable Mr. and Mrs. Kingdon, the Honorable Kitoyi, Mrs. and Miss Ajasa, Mr. S.H., Mrs. and Miss Pierce, Captain McMichael and Mr. Niver. After dinner, the guests repaired to the drawing room for music. The Bishop of Lagos. Many happy returns of the day to the Bishop of Lagos, the 18th instant being the second anniversary of his consecration. St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, Lagos. It has been decided to institute Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbi to the parish of St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, Lagos on Sunday next, the 23rd instant. Mr. Justice Pennington. His Honor, Mr. Justin Pen- Justice Pennington has proceeded to Ibadan from Abeokuta to hold the assizes and is expected to be away some 2 or 3 weeks. The Honorable Eric Omo. We have much pleasure in announcing the return of the Honorable Eric Omo from England by the SS Abinci. To judge by his appearance, the trip has been of great benefit to him. Mr. Malcolm McNeil. Welcome back to Nigeria, Mr. Malcolm McNeil, who since severing active connection with Nigeria, has been promoted the director of Mrs. Miller Bros of Liverpool Limited, and also is now the directorate of the African and Eastern Trade Corporation Limited. We trust he will enjoy good health during his stay in our midst. Mr. Tom Harding, Agent General of Mrs. Standard Company of Nigeria Limited, proposes to leave Nigeria for well-earned rest in Europe by the SS Abinci. Police directing traffic. The police are deserving of special praise for the direction of traffic at Tinubu Square and the racecourse on the occasion of the marriage of the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Edun to Mr. Alakija. The thorough and efficient manner Mr. Jukes went about his job was a treat, the result being not one collision but other. The time has come when special attention should be given to the increased motor traffic in the narrow streets of Lagos. Extraordinary weather. The weather in Lagos during Sunday to Wednesday morning was very severe, the heat being almost unbearable. The heavy downpour of Wednesday morning about 9, although short, had the effect of cooling the atmosphere. Overcrowding in Lagos. A contributor to the Nigerian Pioneer who has just returned from a trip to Douala and Calabar has something to say in this week's issue of the native towns of those places. His attention has been called to the overcrowding in Lagos town and has promised to visit some of the parts which should be made open square. Will in due course give his conviction and impression. Mr. Peter J.C. Thomas of Mrs. S. Thomas & Co. arrived by the SS Abinci after some months stay in Europe. PJC is a glutton for work, as all the world know. A cool ball. Accident on the lagoon. We record with great regret an accident which took place on the lagoon on Tuesday last, resulting in the death of 2 women by drowning. A baby who was carried on the back of one of them was saved. The future of the Colonial Church. We have on several occasions urged that the best and what seems to us only possible solution to the Colonial Church is to convert it to the Cathedral Church of Diocese of Lagos. As far as we know, the difficulty of funds confront those who have taken great interest in the preservation of that sacred edifice as a colonial church. In this connection, everyone must welcome the presence in Lagos of our 2 titled ladies in Nigeria, Lady Combe, wife of the Chief Justice, and Lady Van der Meulen. These 2 ladies denied themselves and have invariably lent their valued support to everything that concerns the church. It is not saying too much that were it not for Lady Combe, the excellent choir the Colonial Church now possess would never be in being. We therefore welcome their return to Nigeria, the more so as both have had the welfare of our women folk. A duel in Lagos. It has been reported to us that consequent upon the remarks of Mr. J. Egerton Shingle about Mr. Ajasa to the Lieutenant Governor, the latter has sent his seconds to Mr. Shingle, challenging him to a duel. The rumor proceeds that on hearing the second, Shingle exclaimed in quote, "I am off to Gambia." On his friend, however pointing out the necessity of accepting the challenge, he chose as his weapons needles. Ajasa declines to be a pin cushion, so the affair is likely to develop into a case of, in quote, "blunderbuss." So what, Jukes? Get the water hose ready. And that's it from the 24th. Okay, we have news from Ekiti. Interesting. The Native Court, a new branch court was opened at Ilawe, a subtown of Adoewi, on September 15 to facilitate the business of the Central Court. It is hoped that the new court will soon justify its existence and thus open the way for a great number of other places which require such courts to prevent accumulation of cases in the Central Court. At this juncture, it should be observed that it is high time the affairs of this court be directed or supervised by a competent native judge or magistrate who will be able to get at the back of the man's mind for the proper execution of law and justice. The provincial court, Among the recent cases which came before the provincial court for trial was that of a ferryman who attempted to drown a native court clerk, Babalola, in the Ogbese River between Ikere and Ise, in revenge for a judgment delivered against him with the advice of the NCC sometime last year. He pleaded not guilty, but in the face of the statement given by the plaintiff with other evidences, he could not be acquitted and was sentenced to imprisonment. Another case was that of an audacious hunter who pleaded not guilty of the charge of deliberately shooting a leopard to death. This case has since been transferred to the assize court, awaiting the judgment of the Chief Justice. Ekiti Native Administration Council, a council composed of the 16 head chiefs of Ekiti, has lately been inaugurated for the guidance of the administration. We hope the government will not fail to secure the services of a capable clerk in order to keep a regular record of the proceedings of this council. Motor road repairs. It is gratifying to see that the work of repairing the new road has been taken in hand, and there is every indication that the temporary bridges referred to in the recent issue of this journal will soon be replaced by permanent ones. Market news. Palm oil continues to rise steadily in price. Unless there is a downward tendency before the dry season, it will create a serious situation for the buyers and the consumers upcountry. Unusual change of seasons. August and September have brought such a heavy downpour of incessant rains, which threatens the farmers of an earlier dry season ahead. And that's it from the 21st of October 1921. Moving on to our last week for October 1921, the 28th of October, news from Lagos. The institution of the Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbiyi, LTH, as pastor of St. Paul's Breadfruit, took place on Sunday morning, the 23rd instant. The church was crowded. The Bishop of Lagos and Bishop Oluwole went through the institution service, and the latter gave the address. The oath was administered by the Chancellor of the Diocese, attired in his Durham BCL hood and gown. We congratulate the Reverend T.A.J. Ogunbiyi on his appointment to Breadfruit, the premier native pastorate church. He is now the senior pastor of the Anglican Communion in Lagos. We hope he will acquit himself worthy of the spiritual leadership in the capital of the diocese. Mr. Ogunbiyi was trained in the CMS training institution at Lagos, partly under Reverend C.H.V. Gomer Dickinson Cade. He went to Abeokuta as schoolmaster and was stationed at Kemta. From there, he proceeded in 1893 to F.B. College, Sierra Leone, Furabe College, and there pursued the theological course and eventually obtained license in theology, LTH. On his arrival at Lagos in 1897, he was sent to Akure in the darkest days of heathenism and atrocities, and thence to Ondo. He became pastor of Holy Trinity Obutero in 1903, which he held up to this point. The pastor of Holy Trinity Obutero, the patronate board of the Diocese of Lagos has nominated the Reverend S.J. Gansalo, B.A. LTH, 4th class honors, pastor of St. Saviour's Ijebu Ode, and an examining chaplain to the Bishop of Lagos in the vacant parish of Obutero. The bishop has therefore offered the post to Mr. Gansalo, who has accepted it but will not be able to resume duties until the new year. Mr. Gansalo was trained in the CMS Grammar School between 1887 and 1892. He left for Furabe College, Sierra Leone in 1893. As Lagos Native Pastor Scholar, graduated BA and obtained his license in theology, 4th class honors, became a tutor in the grammar school on his return in 1896, left for Ondo in 1903 to take charge of St. Stephen's under the late Bishop Phillips, and succeeded the Reverend R.A. Coker in 1909 as the pastor of St. Saviour's Ijebu Ode and superintendent of Ijebu Ode Mission. We wish him every success at Obutero. Death of Mrs. N. Johnson. Oh, wow. Pronounced with great regret the death of Mrs. N. Johnson, the widow of the late Archdeacon Nathaniel Johnson, pastor of St. Paul's Church, Breadfruit, Lagos. Mrs. Johnson, in her early days, was a schoolmistress of considerable ability. She was a great help to her husband and very much beloved by the parishioners of St. Paul's, who would learn of her death with great grief. Her illness was unknown to many. It's very sad to think that only the day before, her son, the Reverend Victor Johnson, was married to Miss Demi Williams. We sympathize with the bereaved family. dance at the Lagos Club. A very successful dance was held at the Lagos Club on Wednesday the 26th instant in honor of the deputation from Messrs. Lever Brothers Limited. Wedding bells. Christchurch, Lagos was the scene of a pretty wedding between the Reverend Victor Johnson, pastor of St. John's Church, Aroloya, Lagos, and Miss Demi Williams, eldest daughter of the Reverend and Mrs. J.S. Williams of Ibutemeta. Owing to the bereavement in the family, the wedding was a quiet one. The Right Reverend, the Bishop of Lagos, the Right Reverend Bishop Oluwole, and the Vicar of Christchurch officiated at the ceremony, after which light refreshment was partaken at Godstone House. The agent of the Cooperative Wholesale Society Limited, Mr. Wagstaff, the general agent in West Africa of Messrs. Cooperative Wholesale Society Limited of Manchester, paid a flying visit to Abeokuta last Saturday, returning to town on Monday. Stagnant trade. The slump, which appears to be worldwide, has hit Abeokuta very badly. We have been informed that daily sales scarcely meet the pay of the native staff, much less general expenses. We are no pessimists, though we look at the future with much apprehension. Assizes up country, 31st October. The assizes at Kaduna will be held on about the 3rd November at Zaria and at Kano on the 7th. Mr. Justice Pennington is the judge of assizes. The Reverend M.S. Cole, M.A. We congratulate the Reverend M.S. Cole, M.A., Vicar of Christchurch, Lagos, on his success at the recent examination of Durham University, at which he gained the degree of Bachelor of Divinity. Mr. Cole has a brilliant future before him. Today, assuredly, he is one of the ablest clergymen in Nigeria. Diocesan Board. A meeting of the Diocesan Board in connection with the Diocese of Lagos took place at Bishop's Court, Lagos, on Thursday the 27th instant, presided over by His Lordship the Bishop of Lagos. The Honourable F. Seton James. The many friends of the Honourable F. Seton James and one time the administrator of the colony will read the following with pleasure. Beth James. On August 22, 1921, at the Colonial Secretary's bungalow, the wife of the Honourable Mr. Seton James, CMG, of his son. Loss of a launch. Messrs. The Oil Not Limited had to be commiserated on the loss of their newly arrived steam launch whilst on its way to Ejiri, which now lies at the bottom of the lagoon. And that's it, guys, from Weekly News for the month of October 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sakito Yajisa. We hope you're staying safe. Always mask up in public and practice social distancing. We'll see you guys when next we see you. Don't forget, we're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria. THEFACADENIGRIA. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share with family and friends. See you guys when next we see you. Cheers.